When President Donald Trump called for a military presence at the border last month, state leaders rallied around the plan. National Guard units from across the country were deployed to the Mexican border, an executive mandate adopted by the last three U.S. presidents, in fact. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson, Michelle Morisco takes a closer look at how the operation is playing out in southern Arizona.
Sorry. I'm going to be distracted trying to keep him from eating all your equipment.
Sergeant Thomas Ebbets of the Arizona Army National Guard pats the muzzle of a friendly Border Patrol horse with a taste for a reporter's microphone. Ebbets was deployed down to Nogales, Arizona last month as part of Operation Guardian Support. That's Arizona's contribution to Trump's call for the military on the border. 338 Arizona National Guard troops performing various jobs in support of the Border Patrol.
I'm over here. I take care of the herd for horse patrol. Take care of the feeding, watering, any medicines and stuff they need to. We have some of them like Cobalt here who's on a special diet.
Unlike most of his colleagues, this isn't Ebbets' first time here. He was sent out during Operation Phalanx when President Barack Obama ordered the guard to the border facing concerns of unrestrained violence from Mexico. The National Guard deployment of Phalanx and an earlier operation involved running surveillance, criminal analysis, and observing and reporting illegal entries along the border. This time, the operation is purely a support role.
I deal with the agents daily, helping them tack up the horses and managing the herd. It really does relieve them. I mean, they're able to keep their teams in the field and be productive.
In his case, he freed up a Border Patrol agent who's now patrolling on horseback. Both the Border Patrol and the Guard wanted to demonstrate the support role, taking reporters to different parts of the agency's Nogales compound, including its garage.
Most common, tires. The off-road agents take it on the field every day. The tires get worn out pretty bad, so we have the capabilities of changing them and putting them back on.
National Guard Sergeant Leonardo Gastelum says those tires are the most common repair rolling into the Nogales Border Patrol Station garage. Today, he's working on the brakes of a gray federal pickup truck. And again, the message of a support role.
The mechanics here are great, but having extra hands, we get the vehicles faster to the field for those agents that need the vehicles guarding the border.
Border Patrol spokesman Daniel Hernandez says soldiers are only handling support for the agents.
And support mission only. So if we need a water truck brought somewhere, if we need a facilities repair at the checkpoint, that's the extent of it. No interaction with the public, we take that 100%.
But that hands-off support role is a little murky with guard troops in the air. The Border Patrol released this video Wednesday of a Missouri Guard helicopter helping to track down a group of people running from Border Patrol agents in the West Desert. The operation is intended to end September 30th, the close of the fiscal year. Michelle Marisco, KJZZ News, Nogales, Arizona.